Because it doesn't get any better with modern art either, I tell you that. I trip on the first hurdle. Pablo Picasso. I hate him, but you're not allowed to. Hate him, but you can't. Cubism. And if you ruin cubism, then civilization as we know it will crumble. Cubism, aren't we grateful in this room that we live in a post-cubism world? Isn't that the first thing we all write in our gratitude journals there? Oh, thank God. I don't like Picasso. I fucking hate him. He's rotten in the face cavity. I hate Picasso. I hate him. And you can't make me like... But you got a lot. Oh, cubism. I should be more generous about him too, because he suffered. He suffered a mental illness. But you see, nobody knows that because it doesn't fit with his mythology. They go, I think you're thinking of Van Gogh. No, I'm thinking about them all, actually. But because Picasso, you know, he's sold to us as this passionate, virile, tormented, genius man ball sack, right? There's no room in that story for, is there? There's it's rhetorical, but there's... But that he did suffer a mental illness. Picasso did. He suffered badly and it got worse as he got older. Picasso suffered the mental illness of misogyny. Split the room. Didn't I? And I bet you I know how that felt. Is misogyny a mental illness? Yeah. Especially if you're a heterosexual man, because if you hate what you desire, do you know what that is? Fucking tense. Sort your shit out. Yeah, he did suffer from a mental illness, and smarter men than I have proved that he didn't suffer a mental illness, but they're wrong. yeah, they'd say that he's not misogynist. They're wrong. He was. If you don't believe me, let me provide you a quote from Picky Asshole himself. He said, Each time I leave a woman, I should burn her. Destroy the woman, you destroy the past she represents. Cool guy. The greatest artist of the 20th century. Let's make art great again, guys. Picasso fucked an underage girl. And that's it for me. Not interested. But Cubism. Need it. Marie-Thérèse Walter, she was 17 when they met, underage. Legally underage. Picasso was 42, married at the height of his career. Does it matter? Yeah, it actually does. It does matter. But as Picasso said, no, it was perfect. I was in my prime, she was in her prime. I probably read that when I was 17. Do you know how grim that was? Oh, I'm in prime. Oh, there is no view at my peak. But I wasn't upset at the time, of course, because I was learning about cubism. Now, I should qualify this, though. Cubism is important. You know, it really is. It was a real game changer. Picasso freed us from slavery, people. He really did. You know, he freed us from the slavery of having to reproduce believable three-dimensional reality on a two-dimensional surface. Three-point perspective, that illusion that gives the idea of a single, stable worldview, a single perspective. Picasso said, no, run free. You can have all the perspectives. That's what we need, all of the perspectives at once, from above, from below, inside, out, the sides, all the perspectives at once. Thank you, Picasso. What a guy. What a hero, thank you. But tell me, any of those perspectives are woman's? No, well, I'm not fucking interested. You just put a kaleidoscope filter on your cock. You're still painting flesh vases for your dick flowers.
Watch Hannah Gadsby, Nanette, only on Netflix.